I'm Miriam Neff with Starting Over Financially.
And I'm Valerie Neff Hogan, and we're here to talk about money.
Scripture tells us in Proverbs 13:22 that a good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children. Working diligently and saving provides surplus. It's biblical to pass that on to children and grandchildren.
A popular tool to do just that is the revocable living trust. It's a legal entity that holds assets and forms the estate when a person dies. With trusts, probate court costs can be avoided. Trusts can achieve several goals. A trust owns assets held for the beneficiaries and is managed by the trustee.
You might name charities and your church as beneficiaries, stating percent or set amounts to go to them. Remember, you can tithe with your trust. It's a tool to honor God. More help at Starting Over Financially at widowconnection.com.